What happened at USC that you started out, you were, you know, Pac-10 freshman of the year, and then it kind of tailed off until you transferred to SDSU. Run us through what happened there.
You know, a coaching staff came in that, you know, was totally new, pretty much revamped the whole staff. And, you know, with the business of football, a staff change coming in, and they have a different agenda. You know, they're trying to bring in guys and, you know, trying to win games as soon as possible. And, you know, like you said, I went from a guy that was a Pac-10 freshman runner-up or freshman all-conference team or something like that or whatever. And, to a guy that didn't play that much because, you know, coach had to make a decision, and he made a decision, and he went with it.
Bryce, is your understanding you will play receiver here? I saw some talk that some people had talked to you about moving to corner.
I never heard that from the Raiders, no. I'm pretty sure they want me to play receiver.
Okay. So your father had a long NFL career, right?
Yes, sir.
Did he tell you much to prepare for the process that you've been through lately and maybe what lies ahead too?
Really primarily on what lies ahead. He was projected a first rounder when he was coming out and got drafted first round. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I knew I was going to be seventh or free agent. So he couldn't really give me too much on the draft process because there was really no process for my dad. Like, you know, back in the day when he came out, you know, the draft was early. He got picked, you know, in the first round. So he just woke up and, you know, his phone was ringing. He picked up the phone. He was an Atlanta Falcon. But, I mean, outside of that, you know, he definitely told me a lot, you know, about the business of the NFL and, you know, the ins and outs and, you know, certain things and what to be prepared for and, you know, and how to handle most of the, you know, things that are to come.
What did your contact been with the Raiders like heading into this draft? Did you know that they were interested?
Yeah, I knew they were interested. Coach Gilmore, a guy that coached me at USC, you know, he's been talking to me throughout the whole process, and he called me, I think I would like to say like 10 to 15 minutes before, you know, they drafted me, you know, and he was like, hey, man, you know, we got a couple picks left, you know, I'm trying my hardest to get you up here, man. I know what you can bring to the table, and, you know, I would love to coach you again, you know, and he said that, and you know, I was like, yeah, definitely, coach. You know, I would love to play for you again. You know, I loved it when I was with you at SC. And if, you know, that opportunity, you know, arises, you know, I'll definitely be ready to go. And 10, 15 minutes later, man, the Raiders are calling.
You graduated quickly. Was that a big goal of yours coming in? And, you know, how were you able to squeeze so many units into that time?
My mindset going into college was, you know, going 3 and out. You know, that definitely didn't happen. But since that was my mindset, my thing was graduate as fast as possible. So with that being said, you know, I was staying for summer school. You know, you have to work out at the school in the summer. So, like, I couldn't come home to Atlanta. You know, that's a far flight. So I was staying at school, and I was just in summer school every year, taking like 2 to 3 courses in the summer school, so it was just knocking out a whole bunch of units, and I ended up graduating a little early.
You had said at your pro day that that before you had had your workout there, you were projected around the 6th or 7th round, and you had thought that you had a really good pro day, and you thought that would raise your stock. Are you surprised that it didn't?
Oh no, not at all, man. You know, the whole time, my agents were telling me, you know, before the pro day, my grade was 7th or free agent. And, you know, with my mindset, like, I always like to speak things into existence. So, I'm going around like, hey, like, I can get 6th round, I can get 7th round, you know, I can get drafted. You know, so that was my mindset. It was just kind of like, you know, trying to just speak it into existence. And but going into pro day, it was really 7th or free agent grade. And, you know, what my agent told me was, you know, if you go out and show out on the pro day and, you know, do your thing, you know, it can almost solidify you a spot in the draft, you know, if you do what you have to do. And I ended up having a pretty good day.